This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site free. So head on over there, enjoy those on us. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features free there. Main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content. All of the stuff you see on the front page of the site, the main section of the front page, was created by listeners just like you. If you're seeing something online that you want to share with our listeners, you just submit it as show prep to the main FTL site, and then other listeners will vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestions, the most liked, making it to the top in the front of the website. So we're more likely to see them and talk about them, and other listeners will see them and read them and interact. So head over there at freetalklive.com and enjoy. We continue here. Andrew, I think, is still with us. We're talking about frustration. Andrew, yeah. In Michigan, are you there?
Yeah, you're I'm there. Here.
All right. So
you said before the commercial break that the activism has these unintended consequences that you can't see. So somebody could see you, the activism, say, "Oh, I'm going to move to New Hampshire and become a liberty activist like those guys."
Mm-hmm.
Is that, and what I'm wondering too is, and maybe where I see where like the free staters and free keeners split is maybe possibly some of the free staters have a problem with there's the unintended consequences that are bad also. And because we can't see them, we don't know if there's a good or, you know, if it is a good cause or a bad cause at the end of the day.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
It's sort of like how our government does things, and it says, oh, we can't just do nothing. We have to do something, and every time they do something, something worse comes from it.
There's another element, too, that is, I think, overlooked sometimes, and I've specifically taught a specific people that are that this applies to. And that is, they see people getting arrested and being somewhat confrontational with police and things like that, and they find that discouraging. There's a sense of that's the expectation if they come here, is that they do the same thing, and some people are discouraged by that. And so on a regular basis, I try to make a point of telling people, you aren't expected to do that. You do what you want to do when you get here. And there are lots of people, specifically in the Keene area. I can't speak that much to the rest of the state, but I think it's even more so in the rest of the state because I don't get out of Keene that much myself. I'm kind of a homebody. But even in Keene specifically, there are a lot of people who are not even doing that much activism in terms of protests and civil disobedience and things like that. They're here. They socialize with us. They help out on projects and things like that behind the scenes. There's a lot that they're not under any pressure to change that. So I have to constantly but I try to make a point every now and then to remind people, no, there's not the expectation that you do that. That's just the stuff that you see because it's the most visible. You know what I mean?
Fair enough. So
Andrew,
when you're
looking at all the stuff that's going on here in New Hampshire and you're hearing about things that are disappointing to you, what does that do to you as far as making you want to move sooner or later or not at all?
Well, I'm curious about moving, just exploring it right now, but it is it kind of reminds me of high school, but I already smoked a joint behind the baseball field, so I'm not into it. And when I look at it, I personally would like to see more of the sort of agorism or the investment as activism.
Now, see, that's what worries me, is that's the impression, because it's so visible, it's the people who are confronting the police and things like that and getting arrested for, peaceful acts, like smoking the joint behind the baseball field or whatever. because that's the most visible, that's the impression I think a lot of people have, and they don't see what else is happening. And there is a lot of actually people trying to engage in agorism and things like that.
Well, and that's one of the things about agorism is essentially working outside of the system, providing a product or service basically to the marketplace without asking governmental permission first. And usually that kind of means you have to keep things on the down low.
It's low profile.
Yeah,
so
by
you're
its
not
going to
see much of that.
Right. So does it exist? Yes, it does exist. To what extent does it exist? Maybe not as much as we might like to see. It's still pretty early on for anything happening here in New Hampshire. I mean, only a few hundred people have made the move, and all but those
this,
few hundred people are doing different things.
10,000 people signed up who are not going to move until 20,000 people sign up. So, yeah, I mean, we're just the beginnings. It's
right.
The beginning.
You know, we had Savannah Lastbiscuit here for a little while. She ended up getting arrested. That didn't work out so well. Usually, you don't end up hearing about the agorism if you're on the outside of New Hampshire until somebody gets popped for it, basically. So at that point, then it becomes civil disobedience when they get arrested
right.
for it or non-cooperation. So, I mean, I'd love to see more agorism like, you know, fixing potholes. I mean, that happened a few years ago. I don't think it's happened since then. Of course, we also have folks that are getting involved in local charities as well. I was just at the homeless shelter today, and a couple of local activists are there every single Friday. But
I'm there every Monday.
You know, it's one of those things like, There's a local group of critics here in the Keene area, the Free Keene from the Free Keene Stigma. There's a Facebook group. And I've been discussing with one of the critics. She thinks that we should tout all of the charitable things that are being done from the rooftops. And I feel like that's really self-indulgent,
it's kind
personally.
Of tacky.
Yeah, I feel like it's tacky. So, like, you know, I gave a bunch of money to the United Way last year during their funding drive, but I didn't feel it was appropriate at all for me to get on my blog and, you know, blast it out to the world to say, well, look how much money I gave to the United Way. Boy, do I care. It just seems way too self-indulgent, and so I just kind of left that quiet. When she brought it up, I mentioned it, and I'm talking about it now
well,
in relation to the
partly because you have to debunk the notion that that's not happening. Right,
but
right?
I don't
have to
do
say,
those
well,
things.
Yeah, people are actually volunteering at
there
charities
have been,
and giving money.
Right. Now, there have been occasions when I saw that it was absolutely appropriate to promote what we're doing charitably. Like recently, there was a sale. They had a yard sale. The homeless shelter
right.
had a yard
well,
sale.
Well, you want to encourage people to get involved.
To get involved.
So you've got to be right. you know, verbal about it.
I posted a blog post about that, telling people when it was and how they could get involved. Prior to that, there was a golf tournament that was benefiting the same shelter. I posted there. And I mentioned in that post, along with all the details about the golf tournament and how to get involved, I mentioned that Free Keene was a sponsor of the tournament. It wasn't the main focus of the article. So
right.
I feel like that's tacky. And some people disagree, and, well, they're not running the blog, I guess.
Yeah.
So,
I do see the activism as, I do see the good side of it, because at the end of the day, you are good and just and right in all of those actions, and they are peaceful, and I do understand that. However, part of me says, you've won each battle, but you're going to lose the war. And I get, because the opportunity cost of you sitting in jail for 30 days, you're like, you're a cool host, and we need to have you on Free Talk Live and not in jail. And we need to have,
well,
a voice for
you. Well, I know how you feel,
I'm
and I appreciate
this,
it.
This book right now. It's called Quakers and the English Revolution, and it's talking about the Quaker movement in its very early infancies in the late 1640s and 1650s. And at that time, it was a completely different movement than it was after the 1660s. It wasn't pacifist. It wasn't, the kind of people that lived outside the system. Essentially, they'd be agorists, right? They wore different clothes. They talked different ways. They dealt among themselves. They let other people come in and deal with them, but they lived an insular and, unified lifestyle. When they had business, they did it within the Quaker meeting. They asked about, hey, you know, it would be okay, I buy, sell here, do this, that. They asked each other. So they had this very, outside the system lifestyle. Prior to that, they were doing all kinds of civil disobedience in order to get their points across. They were interrupting ministers at their, the Presbyterian and Anglican ministers during their sermons. They were showing that we were naked before God by riding in town on the backs of donkeys, buck naked. They were showing how man is vile and disgusting by smearing themselves with feces and running through churches. I mean, they were doing all kinds of just, annoying stuff. I'm sure that, if you talk to the Quakers at the time, they had good explanations for why they were doing this, essentially street theater. But what did it end up doing? It turned England against them. They were executing these people left and right. They were running them out, dipping them in hot tar. They were doing all kinds of terrible things. When they settled down, they changed the world. And really, I could, if you want to, when we come back, I can talk about the incredible ways the Quakers, that your life has been changed because of Quakers.
All right, more coming up here, and thank you, Andrew, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. This is Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change T as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Too.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there free. We've got news updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Enjoy our updates. We've got Twitter and Facebook as well as email, and you can get over there at news.freetalklive.com get signed up over there. It's all totally free. So hit on over 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, I'll tell you what. Come back to the Quaker thing. We'll come back to your Quaker thing in a moment. Let's continue, though, with your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Tim is in New York. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello, Tim. Tim? In New York.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind tonight, Tim? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was listening to your caller's comments on voting before, and I had an interesting thought. It's always occurred to me that that I've sort of been in blind compliance, in voting. I was in the military, cast an absentee ballot for many years, and then when I got out, went to college, I was approached with a certain statement that I'm sure you're familiar with, but before I give that to you and ask your comments on that, I'm going to ask you if you think the process is actually jeopardized now, and how can we expose and react to the outcome of it? Because, if people decide to vote out of indifference, then the other party wins by default, right? And that's called democracy, where two wolves, are voting on what to eat for dinner, right?
Two wolves and a sheep are voting.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So it's, in a sense, it's still blind compliance. But the statements that I always have to me is that if you don't vote, you have no right to discuss the issues or complain about the outcome. In fact, you deserve the outcome because you haven't been part of the process.
It's poppycock. Because
exactly.
It's nonsense because
let me jump in on the choices
usually suck, so I'm going to complain about
also,
that.
Also, there's a rabbit hole. There's a rabbit hole here that's not really fair. I'm pretty involved in the system. I can name my congressperson and two senators. The average person can't do that, okay? So I'm pretty plugged in. I went to the Republican state meeting thing last weekend or the weekend before or something like that, and I stayed for a portion of it because it was incredibly boring. But, there are people that make me just my head swim with the facts they know about the Republican football team or whatever it is that, the facts that they can spew out. So should I be voting when I really don't know where every candidate stands on every issue? And should I, in fact, be voting, or should I step back and let people who are even more informed than myself make this decision? It really comes down to it. As well as I do, that you've picked the guy who whose name, in these nonpartisan races, whose name you recognize. Oh, well, Smith, that's a nice name. And, you just check it off the ballot. So, the idea that you can vote that you can vote so you can complain really just it just doesn't hold any water,
Well, this is the attitude that I've had from most people who I've discussed issues with. They immediately ask me, "Well, did you vote or not? And what are you?" And then questions fly. And in years past, I've discovered where I actually was in the process of my own and my own thoughts, and it's taken me about 10 years to discover where everything is. Okay, and I just started to listen to you guys about a year ago, and things are a lot more clear to me now. And I just wondered if you really genuinely think that the process is flawed now, and how that affects the outcomes of things.
When you say the process, you mean the process of voting being flawed?
Well, actually, because, yes.
I don't think it's any more.
Voter fraud specifically, guys, because, otherwise.
There's fraud been going on for a long time.
The blind compliance issue is one, right? The issue of compliance, blind compliance, is one. And then the issue of fraud itself. Is another, I suppose.
I think that fraud is more prevalent as you get more technology involved in voting, but I think voter fraud's always been an issue. And I think that the people that are asking you, did you vote? Well, if you didn't vote, you can't complain, and I don't want to talk to you. I think it's just a brush-off. It's an easy way for them to just say, well, I shouldn't have to listen to what you have to say because you haven't you aren't in the same club as I am, and so therefore
they wouldn't listen to you anyway if you voted a different way than them. So,
It's a way for them to brush you off without even having to address what it is that you might have said.
Well,
to them.
And that whole thing is trying to make the system of voting seem valid. You know, you guilt trip people. If you don't participate in this system, then you're not a real person. You don't count. Your opinion doesn't count. You know, unless you go and vote. And that whole thing is trying to prop up this system as meaning something,
right.
As if like what they really want you to do is go and vote, and that way, when whatever they do to you, whatever they decide to do to you, whatever the bureaucracy in power decides to do to you, they feel validated. They feel like, look, you came and you cast your participated, you cast your vote, and now whatever happens, it's going to happen to you because and you've consented to it, essentially.
Well,
it's not true, and most of us know that's not true, but that's what they're trying to do.
To the process, correct?
Pardon? Say again?
You've acted in compliance to the process. You're being compliant to the process.
By voting?
Yes.
I've compliance.
That's how a lot of people interpret it.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's compliant.
At this point, I would interpret it that way.
Right. I think it's good to have something to say if you don't vote, to be able to explain why, so that you don't just seem apathetic. Say, no, I actually oppose that system, and
you know,
say why you don't vote.
It's the whole voting. the blind compliance thing doesn't hold water, because I think Dale's a very smart guy. If I voted for Dale for every office that I write him in, I mean, have I really done anything? I haven't campaigned for Dale. I haven't tried.
He's not going to take the office either,
right,
if he wins.
You know, there's going to be one vote cast for Dale in for every office in my general voting precinct or whatever. And
yeah, but
not
if the voting machines are rigged for Dale, then I guess we're all in trouble, aren't we?
The system would be in trouble.
Well, hey, thank you for your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I don't know if compliance is really the right word, because I don't vote out of some feeling of obligation, or I don't vote out of feeling that I have to, or that, you know, that I need to in order to have a say or anything like that. I vote because it's there. It's something that I can do to have some minuscule level effect over a process that I find very objectionable in general, and that doesn't make me feel compliant.
I think that the system tends to set things set rules in a more permanent way. So, for instance, you guys doing your 420 protest in the middle of Central Square, where you'd go out.
I haven't actually been there for a little while.
Yeah, when some folks would go out and smoke pot in the middle of Keene's Central Square right there on the roundabout. They managed to create a demilitarized zone. But when they stop for a couple of weeks and then they try to go back, the demilitarized zone's gone. However, if the politicians manage to make something, you know, smoking pot legal, then that rule's going to stay in effect much longer. So to me, it's something that's effective in the more long-term realm.
You bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. We'll find out about Quakers and safety measures that don't actually keep you safe. It's all coming up with Free Talk Live.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com, or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your clip hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing clip hanger and the clip hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your clip hanger today.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator and ask your congressman and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Listening options are available on our website. Live streams, broadband, and dial-up flavors. You can go and enjoy them. You can also get details on how to tune in via our listen lines, which allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Go get all that information and more over at listen.freetalklive.com. And by the way, the listen lines are brought to you by qualityrental.com.
So how soon do you want to start teaching that child of the special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to my son Jack all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. It's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go now to freemarketunderdog.com, see the samples, and order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL. An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, we continue with your phone calls. Tony is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Tony?
Well, I heard a conversation you had with one of the callers in there that you canceled his program because he used an explicit word.
Oh, we had disconnected him.
You know, we had to take him off the air because he said the F word. Yeah.
It was... I'm going to make a comment about where that word came about. Can you handle that one?
As long as you don't say the word.
All right, it starts with F and ends with a K.
Yes.
I'm familiar with the word, yeah.
It stands for unlawful carnal knowledge.
Okay. In reference to a sex act.
I think I've heard that before, but I'm not sure if it was. It seems like it might be an urban myth that's actually what it means.
Used to put it over the person's head or in front of on their stocks when they put them in in stocks during the, like you're talking about, the Quaker period.
Interesting.
How do they find out that you've been for unlawful carnal knowledging?
Get caught in the act? Snitching?
No.
I don't know.
No, because I'm a Christian and I don't believe in adultery or fornication.
No, that wasn't the question.
How would they catch? How would they catch them? How do you know when someone is doing that?
The way they did according to the Bible, when the Jews brought a woman to Christ and they wanted him to stone her, so somebody had to have a way of finding out who was in adultery before they could stone her to death.
Do you support that? Do you support the stoning of people who've had sex?
No.
Okay.
So, as Christ said, you without sin cast the first stone.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that's good. So what? So you just generally believe that people that have sex prior to marriage will burn in hell for all eternity. Is that your understanding?
No, as far as I'm concerned, they create their own hell when they do it.
I felt that way to me.
I agree that your actions create your hell, though.
Because when
this is a living hell.
I can't stop.
The reason I really called was to explain to you about a democracy as opposed to a republic.
Tell. Yeah. I've never heard this one.
I have no
before.
Idea what the difference is. No, I'm just kidding. I already know.
Somebody needs to know.
Not that it matters.
When you have people vote, they don't even know they're improperly voting because the original intent of the Constitution was a Republican form of government, and you break the law when you vote for a president, congressman, or senator, because under the original intent of the Constitution, there were electors, and you voted for the people that you knew close to you that had your ideas and philosophies and religious beliefs. And they were the ones that cast the ballot. The senators were also selected by the state legislatures in order to protect the people from having powerful people with money that can buy television programming and undermine and spread propaganda to destroy their opponent. So over the past 3 years, they have changed the morals of the country, they've changed the law, and they've changed the money. There's not $1 in circulation. You could go into any bank and claim that they don't have $1 in their cash drawer and that they're insolvent. And they say, "Oh, yes, we do." I said, "Well, you might have it in your vault of your bank because some fool put a silver dollar or a gold coin in a safe deposit."
I'm sorry. I must have missed the part where we went from voting to gold in a bank. How did that
get connected? Because it all came about
there was a transition.
By voting. People allowed the Federal Reserve. No, actually, they didn't even vote to get the Federal Reserve, which is a private corporation, into existence. Nor did they get the 16th Amendment voted for.
So I see your frustration. I understand your frustration. I used to be, it probably wasn't 5 or 6 years ago that I was on the show saying, it's a republic and not a democracy. And now I realize it doesn't even matter. I mean, there's still just different ways for people to control others.
If a republican system of government was so wonderful, how come it couldn't even stay that way?
How come it
couldn't even protect itself?
People infiltrated it through the banking system and since 1913, where they...
Must not have been such a great system, huh?
Well, it was because of our laxity, because according to... I'm going to quote scripture again.
No, please don't.
My people are lost for lack of knowledge or understanding.
So what would you propose to do about this?
I propose that these men who drew up that document were very brilliant. And they knew that a Federal Reserve note would eventually destroy the American people. And they put into law that no state was to make anything but gold or silver coin in tender and payment of a debt.
Sure, but the federal government.
The word of counsel to debt.
But that didn't answer my question.
Within the lives of the founding fathers, early on, they had the Second Continental, the Second National Bank.
That's when they realized it was wrong, and they had to make a correction to
Who's
that.
Who's they? Andrew Jackson wasn't even born at the time.
see what
is it that you would like to do? I understand that you perceive that the loss of the republic is a problem, but what is it you would propose?
We no longer have a republic. We've been destroyed.
Okay, so what would you propose?
That the people wake up and vote those people out of office.
Oh, but I thought you said the system has allowed folks to infiltrate.
I mean, through electors, not through a direct vote. Because
so you're talking about changing the...
We got Obama, and he's not even... well, I won't go into that. But
so
my other issue was...
Why would you think that after all this time, voting is going to change things to the way you want it to be?
We were supposed to vote for electors, and our electors were supposed to be like...
Mm-hmm. How are you going to get that to happen again?
By education and to make
you
realize...
You've got a big job ahead of you. Good luck, and I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231.
Hey, I don't know enough about the Constitution to be able to say whether senators were supposed to be appointed by their states, and then the amendment changed, you know, some amendment, 17th Amendment or something like that, changed that. And I think that the representatives were voted in democratically, and that the president was intended to be voted for by the
electors,
yeah. Which in fact is still happening.
I understand the idea. I mean, it does sound like a better system than pure democracy, I guess, but it's still
it's 230 year old technology. I mean, it needs to go.
Absolutely.
It's still tragically flawed is what
right.
I was going to say.
The idea that they can, I mean, just take a look at the results. The idea that they can pass pass all the laws that they pass is incredible. If you're going to redo this system, and I can see some value in it, make it so that no law passes without 90% of the votes of the people in
how about
the
we
House
stop
the Senate,
trying to control so. Other people?
Yeah,
how about
I mean, that's
stop?
What it comes down to. It's the whole game is, you know, people love to talk about if it were this way, it would be better. And I'm like, well, it's not going to get that way. That's the number one, you know, minimal government argument is seems to be based on the idea, like, if you manage to make government your way, like, you have this perfect plan for government. And
if you were like the
benevolent dictator and could implement that system and then go out of power, then it would be better and it would work. And it's not going to be that way, though. So why are we even entertaining that?
Great question. 800-259-9231. And it was, I think, last night on the show, and we had one of those guys who wanted to be in charge, and he had his plan for what he would do if he was in control. And, you know, that kind of guy's not going to let go of that power once he gets it, if he would ever be able to make it that far, which, of course, he wouldn't. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn,
an exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health,
is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer special now at HerbalHealer.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231, and again, you can bring up anything. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Dale is joining us from anarchyinyourhead.com. You can go there, and there is, for the first time in a long time,
there's actually a new comic there.
A fresh comic strip right up there at the top of the page at anarchyinyourhead.com. We can come back and talk. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about it here if we get a chance, but I know we want to get to the five safety measures that don't actually keep you safe. That's still in the queue here for tonight. Of course, your calls are the primary element if you make them at 800-259-9231. Don't forget, if you've missed a moment of Free Talk Live, click and download right there from the front page of the website. The last week's worth of the show are on the front page, and then if you click into the archive section, you'll go all the way back to late 2006, all courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They've got more than 3,000 templates over there. It doesn't matter whether you want a personal blog, complete or a complete e-commerce business website. Let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. Go through that portal, get your first month free, HostGator.freetalklive.com.
So, Mark, you had wanted to talk a little bit about Quakers and how they changed the world.
Well, you know, I've been reading a lot about Quaker history, and I imagine that most of the people writing Quaker history are probably Quakers, right? But they seem to be on the forefront of several social issues. First off, the most predominant one is slavery. Quakers were on the cutting edge. They were the first ones to release their slaves. It was John Woolman, who, you know, was his, God put his hand on his heart and, you know, had him release his slaves. He actually gave him some money too when he did. And, you know, then slowly it worked its way out from New England that all Quakers released their slaves. And then they began to preach to other people to do the same thing. They were big in the abolitionist movement. Sojourner Truth said that if you were looking for a place to hide, if you're a slave who was running for freedom and you're looking for a place to hide, that black people were the best. But Quakers were just about as good as black people. And you know, this was coming from a black woman's perspective. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a very big deal, right? They stopped about chattel slavery in the world. They were the first. Also, their views on women and their levels of equality on how to treat your children were things that were entirely different than what the world was seeing at the time. This is in the 15th, 16th centuries. You're talking about times when people didn't raise their kids even sometimes. They'd send them off to wet nurses and things for the first couple of years. So, you know, they thought that children need to be beaten on a regular basis in order to get a good view of the world. They would brutalize their kids. They treated their
meaning
wives.
People in general, but not
people
Quakers.
In general. That was
right.
The way Western society worked.
Right.
And Quakers changed the way this was done. They treated women as something besides property, and they lived outside the system. So they. These were some of the first people bringing in the ideas of family, equality, things like this. They were also the first people that, introduced fixed pricing. You could go to a Quaker, and Quakers, because of their relationship with God, believed that it was unfair to bargain, that they would put the price on their stuff, and that was, this is the price.
So if a Quaker goes to a garage sale, they're going to pay whatever you ask, is what you're saying.
I don't know what Quakers thought at the time about paying other people.
Well, it's more about Quaker businesses. Here's the thing. Quakers could not go to school if you weren't essentially Protestant you couldn't go to school, you couldn't get a job at a lot of businesses would not hire Quakers, and so they the only option they had, out of necessity, they'd start their own businesses. And so they started starting their own businesses, and they started doing things in different ways based on their belief systems and stuff, and they felt like the haggling process was not fair, because like someone who came in and looked like they were wealthy, they'd haggle with them and try to get a bigger price out of them. And someone came in and looked poor, they'd haggle and
oh, meaning there was no price on anything to begin with.
Right. No, right. You walk into a store before Quakers came around, you didn't see a price tag on things.
Generally,
you just
that's true.
You just made an offer,
and then they'd size you
and
up,
and then they'd argue with you and haggle with you, when Quakers came out and said, no, that doesn't seem fair to us. Everyone should pay the same price. We should charge a fair price that may include a profit. Make sure and then they would put a price on it, and they would charge everyone that price, and people loved it.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, the people that were buying it loved it, but the business owners
hated it. Yeah.
Oh, here we have licensing, everybody. This is, this is how the big groups use a hammer of the law on little groups. Quakers were run out of some areas for their fixed pricing.
But ultimately, the market impact was that other people started introducing fixed pricing. They were doing things like that all the time. They were some of the first companies to like offer health care to employees and things like that. And then what happened is the market pressure started causing other people to conform. They were doing things that put pressure on other companies in order to keep up with them and compete with them. They had to shape up.
You can't kill a good idea. Right.
The point that I was trying to make on this when we were talking about it previously is that these good ideas that they had changed the world. You can't, your very life, the very foundation of your life is different today because of Quakers and what they did, and these peculiar people, these people with these radical ideas of freedom, personal responsibility, being able to have your own relationship with God, freedom of speech, all these rights that they were willing to go out and get tarred and feathered,
murdered,
run out of time,
and die,
drawn and quartered, hung,
go to jail for
all kinds of things that they did. Your life is different because of them, and these ideas, when propagated properly, were very effective. When they weren't, they weren't. When the Quakers were, bringing their ideas with civil disobedience, they riding into town on a donkey, pretending that they're Jesus Christ, and all the things that they're doing, they just created a bunch of enemies to the point that innocent people were being killed, beaten up, raped because they were Quakers. Mm. Because people thought they were Quakers.
Yeah.
People didn't even, they had drawings of Quakers with like goat hooves and horns. I mean, that's what the popular media of the day was portraying them as. So all I've got to say is, hey, there's some really good ideas in the Liberty Movement.
And you're seeing some parallels.
It is the new Quaker movement. All you have to do is read about what these people thought. And it's exactly the same
stuff.
There
are tremendous parallels,
Mark,
in modern times with Quakers and some of the things they're still doing now and the things that are happening in Free Keene. And I think without a doubt, that's a reason why a lot of people in Free Keene, every single person in the radio show tonight, for instance, a lot of people in Free Keene are attracted to Quakers because there's incredible similarities in terms of people standing up for their principles and not giving in to pressure to just conform and do things the old way. You know, it's for decades, obviously, libertarian. The whole point of the Free State Project, for decades, libertarians have been trying to achieve freedom the old way, doing the same way everyone else tries to do things through the system, right? And it hasn't gotten anywhere. And the whole point of the Free State Project, obviously, is to do politics differently. I mean, to focus politics. Then maybe that will be, you know, maybe that will have some success here. But that's also why some other things are being tried that are very new and very different. And I think people are standing up for their principles and doing things and not just caving into pressure to conform. Otherwise, what's going to change?
And so you've got people like Mark who are looking at some of the things that are happening and they're saying, this is terrible. You're making mistakes.
Well, it's a valid opinion.
It is.
I don't want to invalidate the opinion. I disagree, but I think, and I don't disagree 180 degrees. That's the thing. I don't disagree 180 degrees. I disagree. I don't want to sweepingly say that. I mean, I do feel like there's times when I've gotten the impression that, you know, something has gone too far or that's just not handled, just
that's
not been organized well,
too, Dale.
Or something like that. But I feel like in general, a lot of it is on the right track. And if we, as long as we learn from our experiences and improve and be open to new ideas and open to trying things differently and stuff, I think it's great. Right.
I don't hear openness. I talk to outside the system activists. My main one I talk to is Ian. Ian's not good at openness, right? New ideas, things that are different from what he's thinking today. What he hears generally and reacts to is, I feel like you're attacking outside the system activism. I believe in outside the system activism. You're attacking me. You're wrong.
It shouldn't be so black and white.
That frame of mind is not the one that's going to get you to wherever you need to go.
I know what you're talking about. It shouldn't be so black and white. I feel like that there's people should be open to constructive criticism, and that doesn't mean you have to agree with all the criticism. It's just sort of be open to constructive criticism, and then agree and disagree. I have a feeling that I disagree with you on a significant portion of what you might think is good or bad or productive or not, but that the gist of what you're talking about is that there's times when we can learn from what we've done, when we can be open to constructive criticism and stuff like that. It's just not that black and white.
All right, we're going to come back with more at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and I think that you think I'm not open to these suggestions, Mark, and I think you're wrong about that. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.